to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Andy Morrison, and each week we focus on a topic that is important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored this morning by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Happy to have two guests in the studio this morning. And first, we'll start to my left, and we'll have you introduce yourself and tell us who you are today.
I am David Gray, Assistant Chief of the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department.
All right. And then sitting on the orange mic this morning, introduce yourself.
This is Tony Wichman. I'm Fire Chief with Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department.
Okay. And just a quick disclaimer as we get rolling here. Tony, you kind of wear a lot of hats here in town. You're also the, tell me your title with the bank.
I'm President of the First Federal Savings Bank of Washington.
And the only reason we bring that up, of course, is First Federal is the sponsor of the show here. So didn't want to make sure that everybody just knows that. That really has nothing to do with the interview we're about to do, but just in case there was ever a question, we throw that out there just to make sure. So, okay, well, let's start with you, David. You are the assistant chief with the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department.
Yes.
And you guys have a big project going on, but you've also got a fantastic new piece of equipment that you've got coming in. Let's start from the top here and tell me what's going on.
Okay. This started about probably 9 months ago. We found out that the Muscatine City Fire Department in Iowa was purchasing a new aerial truck. So we put our heads together and was wondering what they were going to do with the old piece of apparatus. We reached out to them and they said they were going to put it up for sale. So we put our heads together and thought, you know, this might be something that we might acquire for Washington Township. And since Grain Processing has a plant in Muscatine and Washington, that we could use it out there possibly.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tony, kind of tell me about what is this piece of equipment for someone that may not have any idea an aerial platform is. Well, what's an aerial platform?
I guess the best example that I can give is when you see the guys working on the utility lines and they've got a bucket truck.
Right.
This is very similar to that. It'll have it's got a boom on the bottom end of it and then an articulated boom on the top of it that swings out on its own. It's got a very large platform or basket on it. It's 134 foot tall, which we can get pretty high up in the air. It also has capabilities of putting water from three different locations on that boom. It gives us complete access to the tops of most buildings and in this area. It gives us access to the tops of grain bins and grain legs. Purdue would be one. And, of course, GPC, who helped us a lot. They've got a lot of tall structures out there, and we have made a couple rescues out there. One point in time we did rescue somebody using our basket and a crane they had on site. Luckily, they were doing construction work, if you would. We used that crane. And this is just a countywide availability that we're pushing this project towards, because you may not use it once a year in Washington Township, may use it five times a year in the county. If you use it once and it benefits one person, it's going to be an asset to the community.
So it's one of those things, I kind of likened it to insurance. You can't use it if you don't have it.
Right.
And when you need it, it's too late if you don't have it. So
one other feature about this truck is with the articulating boom on the end, we can go below grade up to 15 feet. So let's say you have a victim that's, become unconscious down in a basement or something like that. We can actually reach down in that basement 15 feet and load the person up to get them out or something like that.
So I never thought about going below the truck. So that's neat.
Right. The articulated boom allows us to go straight out with the main boom and then drop that other boom straight down. Of course, it wouldn't be in a basement with cover over it, but it's a pit or a basement or a construction site or something like that.
Very good. Now, do you guys already have the equipment here? I mean, is it in Washington or is that process still going on?
We went up Friday of this week or this past weekend, went up there, arrived around noon, Iowa time. We spent 5 to 6 hours, training on the truck with the fire department. Then we got up Saturday morning and drove the truck home.
Okay, so it is here.
It is in Washington, yes.
Now, I have to ask you, have you went 134 feet up in the basket?
Some of us have.
Yes. Some have, and some have not.
So what's that experience like? I mean, that's got to be, I mean, that's a long way up there.
It doesn't seem very far when you're on the ground and you say that point. Yeah. That point is 150 feet away, but when you're 150 feet in the air and the people are about an inch tall that's down on the ground, and the pickup trucks and cars are short, and the truck that you're even standing on, you can see the whole truck and everything about it, but it's hard to pick out the names on the side. It's quite a ride.
You really have to trust the equipment at that point. So does this have outriggers and all kinds of stuff to keep it the platform stable? And
right. Yes, it does.
Well, very cool. We're talking with Tony Wichman, the fire chief with the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department, and David Gray, who's the assistant fire chief for the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department. And a piece of equipment like this, one, probably doesn't come up for sale very often, and two, is probably very expensive. Kind of tell me how the money side of it worked. I know there's a lot of people behind the scenes that have made this happen.
Right. We were fortunate enough to find this truck, and it is used. It's a 1997. I think it has roughly 28,000 miles on it and 1,300 hours.
11.
Yes, 11 or 1,200 hours on it. So it was very well taken care of. We've got maintenance records all the way back to 1997. And, you know, when it came up to purchase this truck, well, I'll let Tony cover that part.
But, okay.
We had a good turnout on people wanting to donate to help us buy this truck. So, of course, grain processing stepped up big time.
Grain processing helped us through the Kent Foundation, Kent Corporation, who owns, as a subsidiary, Grain Processing Corporation, Community Foundation of Davis County, Community Foundation Alliance of Davis County, helped us a lot. And Purdue Foods, they helped tremendously. And we've got several agricultural entities in the county that have stepped up. Now, we have made these approaches to our corporate servants, I guess you would say, that we, not servants, corporate entities that we serve, along with corporate entities and agricultural entities throughout the county. We're building this as a county project, if somebody, or a regional project, because if anybody that would need this piece of equipment, or this piece of equipment that's this tall, needs help, we don't mind starting your way. And I would remind all these mutual aid fire departments in cities locally, Petersburg, Odin, Lagodi, Wheatland, areas like that. Even, you know, Vincennes is called Washington's Tower Inn, in the city of Washington. Certainly, if they need our help, we'd be glad to come. They have a unit that's also a ladder truck. We're building this as a community-wide project. And some of the other corporate donors I really like to mention would be the Edward Jones representatives. They all get together when something like this comes along, and they kind of talk and they say, hey, how much are we all going to give total in totality? So they get together, and they gave a pretty good donation. We've got a complete list I can't go through right now, but we will be approaching a lot of corporate. And we've had people ask us, you know, what are you doing? We heard about this. We'd like to give you a donation. So we've had some of that, but we're going to have a push here in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks to finish raising what I call our endowment. The Davis County Community Foundation Alliance has offered the opportunity to match 50-50 on an endowment up to $50,000. So if we can get $50,000 together, they would put 50 with it, and every year this truck, which requires annual maintenance and annual training, we can have that money, which is not in the township budget at this point because of other projects going on, and we should be able to train our guys and keep the annual certifications up on the truck. the trustee, Michelle Guy, has been real receptive to it, to the point of saying, hey, I'll insure it, you know, I'll pay the fuel for it. But right now she's kind of strapped with the building we're building and so on and so forth.
There's kind of a big construction project going on. So.
Yeah, I'd like to touch on something here real quick, Andy. The outpouring of support that we have received, Tony and I have went out and talked to some folks about donations and this and that, and the support we've received is just overwhelming. People have really pulled together and helped us with this. They see the need and the potential, and you know, in the future, you know, in the next few weeks, once we get the truck lettered with our names on it and get it spruced up, you know, we're going to probably do a big rollout of some kind, an open house or something.
Right.
And we'd like to be able to invite all those donors and everyone to come out to that when we get that lined out and be able to thank them, you know.
You can see what a 134-foot boom really looks like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, possibly give them a little ride.
I don't think anybody wants to go that high.
No.
Well, there's a few that will get them about halfway up, and they say, that's enough.
I had my first experience on a 60-foot man lift, and that was enough for me. I'm like, nope, I'm not going up. That's enough. Let's hit the ground.
Yeah, you can double that and add a little.
I know. That is crazy. We're talking today on Focus on the Community to Tony Wichman, who is the fire chief with the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department, and David Gray, who is the assistant fire chief with the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department. And not only do you have this nice piece of equipment coming into service, but you guys are... I saw a picture. You're knocking a building down and you're building something new. I mean, kind of give me an update on what's going on that project.
Well, this has been an ongoing thing that we've seen the need. Our old building was starting to fall apart. We had some major cracks in the foundation and the walls. And so Michelle applied for a grant, and that's been an ongoing for the last year, probably. Getting that grant and jumping through all the hoops that you have to do. And so finally, on Monday, they started tearing it down, and it's about all gone. I was over there this morning, and it's...
It doesn't take them long with that equipment to tear stuff up, does it?
No.
No, and Rex Grass Construction, Todd's been over there, and we watched most of the process yesterday. Most of the structure itself, as far as wood and lumber and all that stuff, was gone.
Wow.
And I think today they're hauling off the brick and the rubble and going to start working on foundation for the new building. So, and it is big enough for the equipment. If we move it to a different station, we'd have to do a little modification and so forth. So it's still kind of debatable where this piece of equipment gets stored. We do respond from two different stations with 26 firefighters. So, and we're making somewhere around 400 calls a year now. So, hopefully I'm getting a little age on me. So, but I'm one of those that says, we don't want any runs. Of course you get the young guys that say, hey, you know, when are we going to have our next run?
Yeah.
But there's always kind of a break point there or a gray line, but, we'd rather not use our equipment, but if somebody thinks they may need it, we really want to push the point. Call us for anything we've got, and we'll call you for anything you've got. And if we have to send you home early, we'll send you home.
Right. It's better to have it and not need it than the other way around. So.
Right, yes.
Now let's talk a little bit about the volunteer fire department itself. What parts of the county or the city or where do you cover? What is your responsibility?
Washington Township is 75 square miles.
Wow.
Not including the city of Washington. We've got about the same number of residences, and I'd call it residents, somewhere around 13,000. The city has around 10 or 11. But we recover everything from County Road 500 north, south to the Veal Township line, and everything east to County Road 400. And then everything to the river on the west. So it's quite a diverse area. We've got a lot of commercial. We've got a lot of residential. We've got a lot of just rural farm ground. So we'll make a lot of what we call brush runs.
And, I've heard those.
And stuff like that.
With
and,
as dry as it's been lately, right. It's pretty bad.
And we do assisting now. We do have a non-transport basic life support license or permit, if you will, with the state of Indiana for medical runs. So we run heavy rescue. We're making a lot of runs out on I-69, it seems like.
Yeah.
But that was quite a change for us, the first few runs we made out there, too. There's a big safety issue and so on and that. So that's what we do.
Now, is the department itself, I assume that you're always looking for a few good men or women that would like to volunteer and be a part of it. How does that process work?
Well, on the first Thursday of the month, we have a training session, and on the third Thursday of the month, we have a business meeting. So if you feel like that it may be something that you might be interested in, you know, swing by to one of those meetings, get a hold of Tony or myself or Doug Terrell. He's the other assistant fire chief. You know, and we'll get you some information. We're always looking for new applicants out there because, you know, a lot of our guys work during the daytime, let's say, and some of their businesses don't allow them to leave. We're fortunate. We've got some guys that can cover the township 24/7.
Right.
Either we're retired or we have work situations that allow us to leave. Mm-hmm. So, but we're always looking for new applicants. There is some required training set up by the state of Indiana. But we're always looking, you know.
Sure. And let's get into the contact portion, either not only with what you were just talking about, but you've got some continuing fundraising that's going to be going on. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I could be contacted as far as Tony Wichman, that's me. We could be contacted First Federal Savings Bank of Washington. Just call Ask For Me, 254-2370. You can call my cell phone, which is 486-8966. You can call the fire station, which is 812-254-3959. And David, if you want to.
My number is 812-257-4505. That's my cell phone number. Call and get in touch with me. Leave a message. We'll get back with you. But like I said, we're always looking for new applicants. And who knows, we do have a cap of members, but I don't think we're there right now. So, you know.
I think with this new shiny piece of equipment, you may have some more folks come out that want to be involved with that. So
the thing that I would say about when you say that is, you know, boys and their toys.
right.
And that's kind of been a myth, in my opinion, because I call volunteer firefighting or any firefighting, the city of Washington, those guys do an excellent job, and I know they're training all the time. But when you're talking about fire departments and rescue and ambulance runs and medical and so forth, it's about 80% work and about 20% fun.
I got you.
That's what I tell new applicants. And sometimes they'll come for two or three meetings and we won't see them again. But we do a lot of work. We do a lot of training. And there are some exciting times. The adrenaline flows, and that's part of it. And it's getting down to the younger guys like that. And some of the older guys have done it as a community service. David, Doug, there's some others that have been there quite a while. But like I said, it's we're always looking for good help.
Good deal. Well, guys, we're just about running out of time. We're going to give each of you a chance for some last comments. And David, we'll start with you.
Okay. Again, I would like to say thank you to the people that have given for this fundraiser for this new truck, and reach out to those people that may want to pitch in a little bit. You know, like Tony said, you get something and you hope you never have to use it, but you know, if it saves one life, or you know, it was well worth it. You know.
Okay. And Tony, we'll give you the last word.
Along with that, I gave contact information. We do have an address at 367 West 150 South in Washington, Indiana. Or we would accept mail-ins at P.O. Box 122, Washington, Indiana. That's a P.O. box you can use. I'm not using that P.O. box much anymore. That was a campaign thing at one time when I was doing one of my other jobs, which I don't do now. But very, very big thanks to Kent Feed, Kent Corporation Grain Processing, Purdue Foods, and some of our, and the Washington Community, Davis, Washington Community Foundation Alliance of Davis County, I think is the exact name. And they're helping tremendously too. And there's a lot of guys, John Dudenhofer out here at Washington, the plant manager, one of the instigators, that helped us a lot was Johnny Cummins. And he is very good at what he does. He put together a PowerPoint for us. I want to especially thank Johnny for doing that.
Very good. Okay. Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning. And, we hope that the donations continue to roll in, to keep this, this new piece of equipment going. And I look forward to the open house. I'd like to see that and the new building. I'm looking forward to all of that. So
that may all happen at the same time, but hopefully there's some events coming up. The community night out is September 27th, I believe, and there's another event, probably homecoming parade. We'll at least drive it down the street and try to keep from damaging the streets if Joe Wellman's applicable to that, but it does weigh quite a bit.
I'll bet it does. Okay, well, guys, thanks for coming in. And Focus on the Community this morning has been sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of this show Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM and 1580 AM. You can also listen to or download a copy of today's programs and past shows by visiting the website WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Andy Morrison, inviting you to tune in each and every Saturday morning at 8:35 AM on Memories 107.9 WAMWFM and each Sunday morning on The General as we focus on the community.